Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Ireland has among the least developed and most overused infrastructure in Europe. The government will spend 100 billion euros over the next 5 years to build the railways, roads and water infrastructure that the nation needs. But we don't have a great track record when it comes to building stuff, while we are past masters of objecting to the construction of nearly everything. Dr. Kane Lynch works for the infrastructure consultants Turner and Townsend and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Kane.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us more about what TNT does.
So TNT operate globally, advising across the real estate, infrastructure and natural the environment and natural resources type sectors, specifically focusing on infrastructure. We focus on the biggest projects globally. Here in Ireland, some of our key clients are Transport Infrastructure Ireland, Inroad Éireann, Uisgearán, and a number of others.
The big guys when it comes to infrastructure. Is there anything in the National Development Plan that that you took comfort from in terms of building these grands projets, as they call them in France?
So the three big things we need to get infrastructure projects moving are what I call the three C's. We need capital, we need consent, so the planning permission, and we need the capability, we need the supply chain to deliver. What we had on Tuesday was the first of those three C's. We had the capital, and it's a real opportunity now to move forward and deliver those, but we need to start focusing on the other of those two C's, getting the planning permission and getting engaged the supply chain.
Now, the Planning and Development Act was passed at the end of last year. It is slowly, glacially being rolled out. Do you get a sense that we are working on that consent aspect and speeding up the planning process, which is notoriously long?
So there are a number of factors in the middle of the planning process. We know that we have the biggest piece of legislation passed in the Planning Act. It doesn't make a huge change in terms of infrastructure, is my assessment.
What about objections? Does it speed up or reduce objections?
So the key thing for me in terms of objections is the capacity to deal with those objections in the judiciary and other forms. So I think there are three judges assigned to deal with judicial review hearings in the planning space, and we're obviously getting a lot more of them. So we need to have the resources to deal with.
Does that mean more judges? Or
I think it does mean more judges. Yeah. But equally, we need to look at the front end and work out how we can streamline our legislation.
Yeah, because the Taoiseach was on News Talk Breakfast two mornings ago, and he basically asked people to think before they object. I'm not sure he's going to get what he wants, is he?
Well, I think what we need to do is we need a long term infrastructure strategy grounded in objective analysis, and it's the objective analysis that will guide those which would limit the potential for those challenges, because what we have is we've based it on clear needs assessment over the long term.
Yep, the third of your C's was capacity. Do we have the capacity to build these things? Do we have enough brickies and carpenters and welders and planners and designers to kind of roll out huge projects even in the next 5 years?
So what we have is a supply chain that's used to delivering at the level that we've been spending up until now. What we saw on Tuesday is an upturn in that level of expenditure, which will need a greater supply chain. And the reality is we don't have that here in Ireland, particularly when we look at those really complex projects. We haven't built stuff like this before, and therefore we need to leverage and engage that global supply chain. And we need to look at trying to attract the skills and grow our own, but primarily in the short term, attract those skills from elsewhere, to make sure that we can turn our projects.
You said to me something very interesting in the green room earlier. You said the best time to build a tunnel is just after you've built the last tunnel.
Yeah.
You've got all the people there and all the kit.
Exactly. I think, and it's that long-term pipeline of projects. Because what we need is, we need to give the market confidence that they can build the capacity and plan for the long term, knowing that those pipeline of projects are going to come. What we don't want is to flick on a certain project, bring all the capability to Ireland or grow the capability in Ireland, and then turn off that particular type of project and the capability goes off elsewhere and it costs us more to get it back.
Is there any low-hanging fruit that we've missed to build this stuff quicker? Is there any solution, did you think, we could quickly enact and it would make a notable difference?
I think it's a complex system.
Too complex.
No, I wouldn't say too complex. I think there's certain areas that are too complex. I think the legislative framework could be simplified. And I know that the Joint Committee on Infrastructure and NDP Delivery is looking specifically at that, around how they can simplify the legislative framework. But the key thing for me is trying to get the capability here in Ireland. Mm. Because people deliver projects.
Yeah. Some countries go for an independent, fully independent body or regulator who decides what projects are needed. Would that work?
So I mentioned earlier around a long-term national infrastructure strategy grounded in objective analysis. And that's those independent bodies that you refer to are specifically formed to do that objective analysis, to advise government over a longer-term horizon, divorcing the politics and the political cycle from infrastructure delivery.
That's nearly impossible to think of, but it might be required. Dr. Cain Lynch, thank you very much for coming in. Cain works for Turner and Townsend.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.